UTEP professor Ann Giangiulio and her Graphic Design 4 students are collaborating with Dr. Ted Curry, associate professor of criminal justice, and Daniel Carey Whalen of Museum Studies to design an exhibit in Prospect Hall on campus to better showcase the results of Dr. Curry's study, Why Do Immigrant Neighborhoods Have Low Crime Rates? This project is a great example of multidisciplinary collaboration that combines art and research. And here to talk about the study and how these students have been translating research into art, our graphic design professor Ann Giangiulio, Daniel Carey Whalen, and graphic design students Ana Ruiz and Enrique Avalos. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
So before we get started into talking about how the art became a part of the research, I think it's important that we talk about the actual study. Can you lay the groundwork for the study for us?
The study is Why Are Immigrant Neighborhoods Low Crime Neighborhoods? It was conducted by the Center for Law and Human Behavior. Ted Curry is a professor in the criminology department, and his co-PIs are Christine Morales in the sociology department, and Dr. Harmon Hosh in the psychology department. And they wanted to do this study and got a grant from the National Science Foundation to do the study to learn why immigrant neighborhoods actually were low crime neighborhoods, contrary to kind of popular belief. So they conducted a student survey with students, 50 students, did research for, I think, a whole year and conducted 1,100 interviews with people in neighborhoods all throughout El Paso.
And do you know why he chose El Paso to do the study?
Apparently, it's ideal. At least 30% of El Paso County are immigrants. So there were many neighborhoods that fit the bill that they could interview as being immigrant neighborhoods.
And that 30% number seems kind of low, or it sounds low considering, you know, we live in our community. It seems like it should be higher.
Right, right. It's, we'd have to know the criteria that he was using to define immigrant. I'm not sure when he conducted the survey.
How did you all come together then, Museum Studies and Graphic Design?
Museum Studies is actually housed in the art department, though my background is humanities, social sciences. So I work interdisciplinary already. And I knew Dr. Curry, and I had worked with the Center for Law and Human Behavior, which is in Prospect Hall. So the art department actually has several spaces in Prospect Hall as well. So there's the painting studios over there, and there's also drawing studios. So we've done collaborative projects with them because we help pay for the space that the exhibits are going to go into. They're really beautiful spaces that both the art department and the Center for Law and Human Behavior created, helped build these cases into the hallways and display art and display, in this case, research. So in the past, the art department has always put art in there. But I started talking with Dr. Curry on, well, maybe we can get something that's more related to the Center for Law and Human Behavior, but also has art as well. And so I started talking with Anne, well, what kind of art could we get in there? And she was talking about infographics and data visualization. And so that kind of, we have some data, we have artists who do data visualization, let's see if these two can meet. And we started talking and thought it would be a good collaborative project.
And infographics, I mean, that's the way that people respond to visuals more than they do to anything written.
Sure.
I think you know that more than anybody else.
Definitely. Dr. Curry provided us with all of this information that made up his study. And not to say that it's dry reading or anything, but when you're confronted with this like 65-page Word document, you have to do something that it makes it more palatable to the general person on the street. Like, what does this all mean? And I think what really turned me on to this project was the message that came really through this study loud and clear, in that, hey, immigrants really are not these bad guys that recent publicity is making them out to be. In fact, it's quite the opposite. And that's what this study is actually proving, and with real hard facts. And, you know, why doesn't a study like this get the publicity that, you know, the opposite message seems to be getting these days in the news? So I loved the prospect of this this project as a challenge because it's an opportunity to really give a voice to a study that did actual research, and it's based on real facts that immigrants are not these criminals that we hear so much about, and that's nice. So.
And another interesting thing, too, I figure, just because of our location and our student population, we have a lot of first-generation students that are here coming to school and working and are kind of living part of that narrative, too, that says, immigrants aren't bad people. Actually, we're here to get our education and move on with our lives. So I wonder, right. I know some of the research assistants that worked on it are also kind of in that boat. But I wonder if your students, your graphic design students that worked on the project are... Is the subject matter close to your heart as well?
Yes. Well, actually, a lot of the students that were in the graphic design class were also from that background. A lot of us have, immigrant parents, or many of us even lived in Mexico before. Mm-hmm. So personally, to me, this project was really close to my heart because being an immigrant, I often get angry when I hear publicity of immigrants as bad people, when we're actually just here to go to school and go to work and get our education.
And here you are translating that message visually. So how did you do that?
I think that was a complete classroom collaborative.
So did you all read the entire study? No.
Yeah, too. They did.
Uh-huh. One of the things that helped us out the most is Professor Giangiulio kind of broke everything up. And we had a couple of groups, a couple of cases were done completely by, just single students. And we all kind of had our own projects. We would bring certain things to the table, ideas, and then we kind of take a vote on colors, certain typefaces that we were using, photographs, things like that.
And what did you learn, or what's the biggest lesson you learned from working on such a project?
To me, it was that collaboration is really hard, but, it takes, a certain kind of people to really, take charge and put everything together. Because in graphic design, we had 16 students designing 12 cases for one look, and it was just really important that we were all on the same page. And that was a really difficult challenge throughout the project.
How do you teach that, Anne?
It's interesting. It's where the true colors of the students, I think, really come out. You start to learn, okay, this person's a leader. Okay, this person has other qualities they're going to bring to the table. It was really actually, I love just sitting back and letting it all kind of transpire in front of me. For example, there was a student who had a mariachi background. He's very musical. So another student had great experience editing video. So he recommended within 2 seconds, oh, this is the music that should be playing in the background of your video. And it was perfect. So I was like, this is fantastic. They're all really bringing their unique talents to the table here. And then, Anna here did an amazing typeface also that she designed, customized just to this assignment. So
yeah, it's great. I love it.
Anna, you should talk about how you came up with your vernacular typeface.
Well, actually, it was brought up during one of our class meetings, what are we going to use for this headline typeface? And a headline typeface often in a project is the one that speaks really loudly and says a lot about the project. So we were thinking about, in these neighborhoods, what is it, what are things that you see, what kind of publicity, what kind of advertisement do they use? And we actually went to these neighborhoods and took photographs there. So what I noticed a lot was this kind of tiendita type of look, where a lot of, they're called rotuleros in Mexico. They paint signs by hand.
Hand styles.
Yeah, it's just hand-painted typography. And I noticed that a lot of the hand-painted type was based off of common typefaces that we see throughout design. So I based my typeface off of Trade Gothic, and I just traced it and made it look more rough. And that's the way that I got it to work, to be more vernacular. And I incorporated the colors that we used in the project and matched to get it all to fit in.
That's so cool. I don't even know what to say to that.
It was super cool.
That is so
and
cool.
We have to name it Tiendita. That should be the name of the font.
Little Sons, or is it Tiendita Serif? I don't know.
Sans Serif, actually.
Ah, there it is.
With a shadow.
Well, there you have it. It has been named. So I just think it's really cool that you guys are a part of, you know, changing the narrative of our border. Because, again, who can tell our story better than us? You know, and now there's research. Yes. There's a beautiful visual way to understand it. And there's also an exhibit to kind of, you know, celebrate it, kind of giving it different mediums for this one study, which is really cool. So if somebody wants to go see it, where is Prospect Hall?
It's kind of a little hard to find, but it's behind Fox Fine Arts and the Rubin Center and kind of next to Quinn Hall and Old Main.
It's the old computer science building. So if you're standing facing Old Main, it's to your left.
Okay, stage left of Old Main.
Yes. Right. Nestled between Fox Fine Arts and Old Main.
Right, yes.
Behind the Rubin Center.
And this exhibit will be up through the end of the semester, you think? Well, and when we say semester, we mean spring.
Spring. It'll be up through. So my students will install it here this week, but we're probably not going to install anything there until probably next fall, I would say. So yeah. At least all of spring and probably summer as well.
Mm-hmm. So we're all invited to wander around campus. Yes. And check out your exhibit. Does the exhibit have a title or does it share the same title of the research?
It shares the same title.
Mm-hmm. Which is, why do immigrant neighborhoods have low crime rates? You can go and see the exhibit curated. Is it curated by you, or how does
that
work?
Yes, by my museum study.
What? Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, co-curated?
Well, sure, co-curated.
Co-curated by, yeah. And we just we
adapted
just
from the study by, yes,
right. Yeah.
Museum our students.
Studies and graphic design for. Mm-hmm. Check it out at Prospect Hall here on the University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you all so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You.